T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Shut it down. So are we getting closer to a real shutdown, another one of these things? Is that going to happen on Thursday? Everybody is holding their breath in Washington. Some people smoking a cigarette in the corner, kind of thinking there's no way this is going to happen. But I would have said that with the last time that we had a shutdown. It's Tuesday. It's February 6th, 2018. It's Ronald Reagan Day. Would have been the former president's 107th birthday. And as one of his former intern employees, I always make note of that on February 6th. I hope you'll indulge me on that. Glad to have you here for Richmond's Morning News. I'm John Reed, and there is lots to talk about in modern-day Washington. Jordan Carney is a reporter for The Hill newspaper and joins us now on the telephone to give us an update on whether we expect to see a shutdown on Thursday. Jordan, what's the conventional wisdom in Washington as of Tuesday morning? Do you think that this thing might actually hit another shutdown on Thursday?
I mean, the thinking always seems to be, if they can get through the House, you know, this time around, it'll pass the Senate, where the shutdown was last time. The Senate Democrats have sort of separated the funding fight and immigration. As of Tuesday morning, it's probably a question still of, can it get through the House?
and why would they hold it up? I mean, they've got a lot to lose, too.
Yeah, so the House is expected to take a vote on ACR today, but that bill would include a short-term fix for most of the government through next month, as well as a full year of defense funding. To appease sort of the defense and more conservative members who have gotten increasingly frustrated with voting after stopgap after stopgap after stopgap. That'll go to the Senate. Senate Democrats are saying, we won't support a full year of defense funding when we're only funding the rest of the government for a short term. We don't have a budget caps deal. We haven't done, you know, an immigration fix yet. So let's say it goes there, it gets rejected, goes back to the House. What they can come up with and what they can get enough Republicans to support is probably still remains to be seen at this point, even though, like you mentioned, it's deadline's Thursday, today's Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, everybody gets the idea of leverage. If you've ever negotiated anything, you know, okay, I've got my leverage points, you've got yours. So this budget funding for the military is certainly a leverage point for Democrats to use against Republicans. But then at some point, is the polling out there, or is the political wisdom, hey, you know, at some point you play this card too much, people will resent the fact that you're holding the American military hostage, in essence, to get what you want. I would think Democrats at some point might think that this would rub people the wrong way, especially in states like Virginia, where there are a lot of military bases and a lot of contractors who are on hold until they get a real budget.
I mean, the Republican talking point that you've heard when we've talked to lawmakers is that Democrats are essentially, you know, rejecting help for the military, and maybe that doesn't play well in the 2018 red and purple states that you have a pre-election. Democrats would counter that, you know, they care about the military, but they also care about veterans and the more domestic priorities, and Republicans need to negotiate a budget deal with them that addresses everything. Both sides definitely have the talking points.
Let me ask you about DACA and where things stand for that, because that somehow was elevated into one of the linchpin elements for everything that's happening in Washington. And I understand there are a couple of different bipartisan DACA bills floating around. How would you break those down?
So in the Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said, you know, if we can't get a deal by February 8th and the government remains open, he will bring up an immigration debate. As you mentioned, there are a couple of bipartisan deals, one by Senator McCain and Senator Coons. There's a bipartisan group by Senator Collins. There's, you know, Graham Durbin. There's leadership talks that are going on. So a lot of groups are talking, but they have not yet come to an agreement that seems like could get 60 votes in the Senate come, you know, Thursday, Friday next week when they start this immigration debate.
And is there any clean version of this that that has a chance of passing that doesn't involve? What are the elements that they have to shed in order to get it through? The chain immigration issue, or, you know, where, what is it that there's some commonality that they might be able to agree on?
Yeah, so the narrower proposals that we've seen come out all kind of deal with the DACA population in some way, and then also some, you know, some border security package. So they've been sort of dropping the changes to family-based migration or chain migration. They dropped the elimination of the State Department's diversity visa lottery. And, you know, and senators argue that this is common enough that even if maybe it's not our final product, it's at least enough to get us started on our debate. But the White House has rejected those narrow proposals. Mark Short was up at the Capitol yesterday, the White House Director of Legislative Affairs, and said, you know, McCain-Coons, which is one of those narrow bills, isn't a starting point. You've got Republicans saying we need to start with the president's framework. That's the only thing he's indicated that he'll sign. I mean, so even among, you know, trying to get to a narrower proposal, there's pushback on all sides.
Yeah, and I'd be wrong if I let you go without asking about the Dems' rebuttal memo and whether that's actually going to see the light of day now that we have seen the Republican assessment of the FISA issue related to the Russian investigation. What do you think will actually happen there?
So, I mean, we've heard from the House, even House Republicans, that they are willing to publicly release this memo now. So, I mean, once they do that, it's up to the White House to go through kind of the same process that went through.
And does Donald Trump just say, no, I don't, you know, I'm not interested in your perspective on it, and let the chips fall where they may? Or will he say, sure, bring it on, and then beat them up and say that they're wrong?
Yeah, I think we'll have to see on. The White House has said that it's, you know, supportive of releasing that memo, mm-hmm. but obviously it has some, I mean, over the next 5 days, it has some leverage on what is included and what is not, and what, you know, asking for redactions and things like that.
And then the question is whether anybody cares in 5 days. Will it be old news? I'm not sure. Jordan Carney, reporter for The Hill newspaper. We really appreciate you joining us to give us the latest update on what's happening in Washington. Thanks, Jordan.
Thanks for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.